And welcome to the meeting, the joint meeting of the Standing and Select Committee on Appropriations. We are considering the report on the Public Audit Access Fee Bill that has been referred to these committees. For consideration and adoption. Now, let me just find out if they, from the Secretariat if there are any apologies. Yes.
Thank you, Sir President. We have one apology from Ms. Motara. Thank you, sir.
And an apology from the chairperson who is on her way to this meeting. She will join us shortly. Anyone else? No. All right. We were supposed to conduct the public hearings today, but because there have not been any submissions, there shall be no public hearings, and therefore we will go straight to the consideration of the and adoption of the report. Is that in order? Yes. Agreed. Yes.
Thank you, Sir President. Maybe for procedural guidance, Sir President, the fact that we did not receive any submissions and the committees are not going to consider any, so the Select Committee on Appropriations is supposed to only participate in this first session, simply because the actual bill has not been formally referred to the NCOP. So we cannot, the committee cannot participate in the consideration of the report since the bill is not before the committee. So if it was only public hearings, yes, the committee was going to participate, and then thereafter, after that session, the committee was going to request to be excused. So that's what I want to include.
Thank you for that clarity. Honorable Dibia, do you want to comment?
The Bubalo is 100% correct. We will do the consideration of this bill after referral, formal referral, from the National Assembly, because it must now be tabled in plenary as well, and only after that we can adopt the report. So that's the procedure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, you are excused. Secretary, any further comment on the procedural matter? Nothing. Okay, great. Let's let's go through the report. I'm asking for corrections, amendments on page one. Any corrections? On page one, let's look at paragraph two, the third and fourth line. I'd like to propose the sentence that in no submissions were received on the bill. Therefore, the public hearings that were scheduled, we can either do a comma after bill or put a full stop and start with a capital letter. I propose a comma and then we proceed. Agreed? Yes, Honorable Sinokonyana.
Have been conducted hearings instead of Instead of as we say, have they come?
Yes, thank you very much. The hearings have been cancelled. Honourable McLaughlin?
Thank you, Chair. I would suggest we'd rather say were cancelled. It's a report, so it's going to be valid for all time. And when you look back at it, it just says that the public hearings were cancelled as a result.
Okay. It's fine. Any of the two agreed, Honourable Snowboyner? Were cancelled. All right. Amendment, correction on the page? No? Second page? As you can see, the statistics in the middle of the page are quoted from National Treasury. Documents. Page 3. No corrections. Agreed. National Treasury, would you like to make comments on the matter?
No, thank you, Chairperson. We were given opportunity to give inputs yesterday. So
thank you very much. Proposal for adoption of the report. Honourable Ben Martin proposes seconder. Honourable Stokwanyana seconds. The report is accordingly adopted. Secretariat, advise us on where do we go from here.
Good morning, Acting Chairperson, Honourable Members and Guests. The Public Audit Access Fee Bill, I'm not sure if there's going to be debate, but it's been scheduled for next week, Tuesday. So from here, we are going to ATC the report, and then that's it. Thank you.
All right. Honourable members, a debate on this matter? Or Honourable McLaughlin?
So it seems, from reading the program, it's not on for a debate, but I would suggest that we just have declarations on the day and then take a vote.
All right. Agreed? So that we can advise the necessary authorities on this decision that the committee is taking now. All right? Secretariat, no problem with that? All right, thanks. Minute? We have two sets of minutes, the minute of the 7th and that of the 8th of this month. Minute of the 7th, the first page, corrections. None. Second page. Page 3. Honourable Snowkanyana proposes. Seconder? Honorable McLachlan, thank you very much. The minute is adopted. The minute of the 8th of March, public hearings on the Division of Revenue Bill, page 1. Second page. Page 3. I'm going fast because I'm sure members would have had some time to, a couple of minutes to look into the minute. Honorable Snokwanyan.
Sure, just a small thing. That's 2.2.
The in bracket salga. Okay. And okay. Agreed. Page 4. Page 5.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes,
I think that the Honourable colleague mentioned Salga needing to be in capital letters. I think. If we can make sure that that's uniform throughout the document on then every page.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. Yeah. On page 5. Page 6. Move up for adoption. Honorable Martins, seconder. Honorable Shackleton. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we are, let me look at the agenda. Item 5, any announcements and correspondence? Secretary, none? Honorable members? None? Now that we are done with the business of this morning, may I thank all of you, honorable members, for your attendance, the Secretariat for the report and the minute, National Treasury for your attendance and support. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you very much, Chair. Your closing remarks are very
profound. Oh, I'm sorry, the officer, the auditor general is also here. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for that condition. And the researchers, of course.
See you later.
Thank you.